Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hello, guys. So it's post Easter, and we've eaten quite a lot of chocolate, and it's cost us a bit of money. I won't lie to you. And I think the least you can do is dip into your pockets and see if you can't give us some of that money back. I don't know what else to say to you now.
No.
www.patreon.com/Barry and Angelos Show.
Angelos and Barry Show, yeah.
I don't know what else to say to you.
I don't know what else to say to you. I've tried everything.
I've tried everything. I just don't know how to get through to you. And it's not that I'm angry.
No.
I'm just disappointed, I think, actually.
I'm bemused. I'm bemused by the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
I mean, surely at night, occasionally, just, I don't know, slumber, about three in the morning.
When the demons come,
when you've maps, quite often you've had a little drink or something, you must just wake up and go, do you know, I've been very unfair.
Yeah.
When the old nose come about 3 o'clock in the morning, you might feel a bit guilty. You've laughed at someone with their balls out. Who was it who last?
An Easter egg, clean Cadbury's cream egg up their bums.
I
found that extremely funny.
Oh, you laughed at it. You laughed at it? You've laughed.
You would have laughed at it. The thing is, you just think, oh, I can't pay money for that, you know? You'll take it off the tree for nothing. Oh, yeah.
What about, I mean, I'm trying to think, I don't know what we've done for this lot and what we've done for the actual payers, but we've done a lovely story the other day about, who was it who...
We've done a good story about Charlie Mullins, who's had tattooed his legs with drain pipes.
Yeah.
I think you'd have enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Probably laugh quite a lot at that at night, maybe with your headphones in your ears,
We done a lovely story about, was it Farage who on the underside of his penis has got a sort of Union Jack tattooed up? No, the bit, just imagine, guys at home, imagine the underside of your knob. It's got a sort of a trail, a sort of brown trail, sometimes up
there.
Where it joins together, where it all joins up, you know. And we told a very amusing tale. A lovely story about it going to the toilet, and Mr. Farage turned his knob round so it was facing upwards, and on the underside of it wasn't the Canadian fruit bowl. We've dealt with the Canadian fruit bowl, I can't quite recall. It was such brilliant, spontaneous doggerel.
Somewhere. It would have been in the minutes.
But it's in the minutes. So let's have a look. Hold on.
minutes.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's late March 28th, I'll make it. And it says, story concerning Reform Party, whatever he is, Nigel Farage, in which he turned his knob the other way around to reveal a pennant-style Union Jack on his knob.
Where it joins, I think.
Then it says in brackets, so where it joins.
All things together.
Where it all joins together. Yeah. And it goes ending at the banjo string. Now, look, that was funny. It was amusing. Did you think
we'd done a bit also, an extension I'm sure we'd done the canoe where he pulled it through his legs and he turned around and said, oh no, he was going to the toilet and he says, I think I've got a leak in my small boat. I think that's how that ended.
The listeners, go on, what happened?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think he's doing he probably had one of his light ales and it was just poking out of his red trousers and he's got the tattoo on there and he's... It's all coming out into the urinal and he's going, look, my small boat is leaking, you know. And yeah, all right, if you saw that written down on a bit of paper as a script, you'd probably go, we can't put that out. If any of the producers are listening, and there will be, you go, no, we can't get on board with that. But I think secretly you've probably got the earphones in and you're lying there in the bed and you're probably laughing at that. And you're getting that for nothing, that stuff. And that is that's a crime in my book.
Well, when I sent all that stuff off to Radio 4 commissioners,
Course,
on the face of it, all right, a story that we done this week in the main Patreon about a photographer showing a massive blown-up image, like led by donkeys do, shined on the side of the House of Parliament in order to re-elect the Tories.
We won't tell you what the content was.
No, you'd have to pay for that. Yeah, you have to listen, but it involves someone's bum all over the House of Commons. Now, I sent it to Radio 4 and I got a letter back and it goes, it's not... This doesn't work in any way. It's vulgar, it's childish. And yeah, but they didn't. Low hanging fruit. And we won't say the MP's name. Is Bum Bum on the side of the House of Parliament as a photo taken while he's on the shitter is not something for Radio 4. Why don't you go away, you prick? It said, and that's signed from the leading commission. Now, okay. On paper, you know, we typed it all out in final draft, didn't we? But they weren't interested.
We put our names at the top of that. And they says there's not interested. And then I go in the pub, the Greyhound pub, sit BBC last week. And all the top executives, including the Director General and all the top Radio 4 people are all there. Sitting around there with their light ale and all the rest of it, all having a like reading this thing, having a right old like laugh, right belly laugh. Over there, says, "Oh, guys, what are you laughing at?" You know, and they're like, "Oh no, nothing."
That's it.
Well, you must be laughing at something because I can see you laughing. Nothing. Anyway, so I grab it off them, and sure enough, it's our script sent in. And they wasn't laughing ironically, as if, oh, look at this rubbish. They was laughing because it was funny.
Will they
put that on the BBC? No, because it's censorship.
That's right. But you guys, similarly, you're enjoying a good old laugh at it, but you won't put your hand in it. And I get the point. Yeah, of course, you look at it on paper.
I get it.
A story about what we've done in the past.
But what we're trying to say is just take a risk. Just take a risk.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take a risk, you just don't know. You don't know what might happen.
Yeah. Take a chance. But we're here. We're going to be back again next week, and all we require,
and the week after that as well.
And quite honestly, If you want to suggest something that you want to hear on a Patreon, all right, maybe we're not serving you.
Maybe we're not serving you.
Serving up a feast of a variety of MPs with their trousers and pants down, not always showing everything. Sometimes you can just make out a little bit of a knob underneath the shirt.
Sometimes it's just a little bit of flesh you see, and a load of old pubes and stuff like that. And you don't necessarily see the full...
We don't necessarily, we're not that crude. We just hint that maybe a bell end just hanging down in Parliament or in the privacy of their own home.
Tugged under the table at question time, that sort of thing.
That's
it. That sort of thing.
We've done that sort of thing. All right, sure. Okay, tugging it so it goes, stretches out. We've hinted at that.
You get it. All right. Yeah, okay. You might not want to touch that stuff, and we get it. It's toxic, right, for them. But, you know, how long are they going to last? You know, we are at the forefront here of the new technology.
Bored
or you shrivel up. That's our message.
Get involved. Get involved,
all right? Okay. www.patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow.
Okay. All right, guys.
Know where we are. You know where we are.
No more spunking. Enough's enough. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.